Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. If you want to join us online, go to AFR.net, AFR.net. You can listen there. If you want to join us video live streaming, go to YouTube or Facebook and type in Today's Issues, assuming you can remember your password. Which an hour. Steve Jordahl joined us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
The reason I say that, Brother Ed over here was struggling with password anger problems
about an hour ago.
It was getting real.
It was a real angry outburst.
Ed, yeah. It's spelled P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you'd think I could remember the sequence 1, 2, 3, 4.
I know, right?
Just kidding.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Make sure I get in your bank account this afternoon. You're 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? What was it that the Clinton guy did a few years ago? His password was password?
That's what, yes.
Podesta?
Yeah, it was John Podesta. Yeah.
All right, these people are running our country. They're running our country. And their password is password.
Yeah.
Anyway, actually, I kind of don't blame Podesta. I wish mine was just something. You try to use the same one, but then... What, over
they tell
the,
you you can't use the same one, and it can't be anything related.
You start having to change, and then you write it down, and then you try to, huh?
I won't even tell you. Inside this office, this office building, which we have to use a swipe card. We have double doors to get in.
Right.
We have high security.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd be safe here. The computers in this studio.
Right.
We have to use passwords to get on the computer inside a secure location.
Yeah.
And these are not easy passwords to remember.
Yeah. Steve?
I agree.
I'm in gripe mode. What can I say?
As an example of why, perhaps, they like you to use passwords in secure places, the latest reminder that the internet is forever. I came up or found this wonderful little clip. This is Joe Biden from 2007, sitting down with David Letterman, and listen to what he has to say. Cut 11.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University. And I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping you everywhere. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down, the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
So is he now a white supremacist?
Did that really happen, or is he misremembering?
Well, he has lied about other arrests, like visiting Nelson Mandela, so it's kind of hard to tell.
He said that in 2007 about...
When he was 20.
When he was 21.
Well, that may be possible, because prior to 9/11, you could walk into the Capitol at about 6 or 7 different places, just go through a metal detector. And the security was not nearly as tight as it is now. So he may have been able, I don't know.
But he lied.
He stormed the Capitol regardless.
Yes. Or misremembered. I want to be charitable about being arrested going to see Nelson Mandela. Remember? And then the explanation was, well, not literally arrested. They stopped me from going. But they arrested my forward movement. That
was he saying on that clip right there from David Letterman in 2007 that he was arrested by the Capitol Police?
Exactly what he said, yes.
Yeah.
Is there any record of that?
I haven't had time to look it up yet.
Steve?
Well, Biden.
What have you been doing?
I know, right?
Biden, Joe Biden is known just to make stuff up out of whole cloth.
Right.
Of course.
And his good friend Corn Pop, you know, said that he has that tendency.
He's never fact checked by the you know, liberal media. They always, oh, that's just Joe.
Yeah.
Being Joe. He just misremembers or makes stuff up for comedic effect or whatever they pass they want to give him. But of course, if Trump, you know, breathed out of one nostril, he was fact checked.
Yes.
Huh?
That's true.
he was fact checked. So it's just a matter of who you agree with politically, whether the liberal media will fact check you.
Yes.
And what they choose to fact check.
Correct.
Correctamundo. All right. Go ahead, Steve.
So COVID, masks. How long are we going to be wearing our masks? Depends on who you talk to.
We. Talk for yourself.
I know, right? I tell you, I went into a restaurant last night. I was having dinner, and I walked in. Oh, you can't come in here without a mask. Of course, 10 steps from the door, I was sitting down at my table, and they could care less whether I was wearing a mask.
I know.
Ridiculous.
I know.
But according to Dr. Fauci, we may be wearing our masks well into or through 2022. And normal, well, that's just a relative term. Listen to cut three.
What does normal mean? Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case. And again, it really depends on what you mean by normality. If normality means exactly the way things were before we had this happen to us, I mean, I can't predict that. I mean, obviously, I think we're going to have a significant degree of normality beyond what the terrible burden that all of us have been through over the last year. That as we get into the fall and the winter, by the end of the year, I agree with the president completely that we will be approaching a degree of normality. It may or may not be precisely the way it was in November of 2019, but it'll be much, much better than what we're doing right now.
The Washington Examiner has an editorial out saying that vaccinations must be seen as the endpoint of pandemic restrictions.
Well, listen, first, let me just say something totally selfish. Okay, I'm not prone to doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm a very selfless person.
You are, Ed.
Yes.
I can test for that.
You don't believe me, just ask me.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to the day when I watch hockey, there are fans, screaming fans in the stands. And when I watch football, there are fans yelling and screaming in the stands. To me, that's normal. We have returned to normalcy. So let me just say that's what I'm looking forward to.
Weddings and funerals.
Weddings
and
funerals.
Gatherings and stuff.
Yes.
Don't do Christmas. No. You're super spreading.
Yeah. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
If that comes. So
I know that all of that is important. And I agree with you that that is normal and we need to do that. But I got to tell you, the masks thing has just somehow stuck in my craw. It is the symbol of oppression to me. Every time I see a commercial with people in masks, I'm saying this is not normal, and it might not stop with COVID. I want you to hear British blogger Paul Joseph Watson. Listen to what he says may be coming. Cut three. I'm sorry, no. Cut. Where is it, Brent? Do you have that? Well, there you go.
He said he does not. have it.
Yeah, so maybe I...
Well, listen.
Yeah. Anyway, he said that it's not just going... Oh, cut six. There it is. Cut six.
The former president is teasing a run again in 2024.
That's not it.
Would you represent him again?
Anyway.
Governments have now set the precedent that normal life is a privilege they allow us to have, something that can be withdrawn at any minute under any justification, with the expectation of nothing in return but groveling obedience and the vitriolic repudiation of any dissent. With barely a whimper of opposition, lockdowns have now been established as the primary reasonable go-to response to a crisis. This isn't going to end with COVID-19. You'll also hear louder calls for climate lockdowns. Remember the headlines back during the first lockdown? Lockdowns trigger dramatic fall in global carbon emissions. Wild animals enjoy freedom of a quieter world. Nature liberated by lockdown? Who wouldn't stay at home for a few weeks to save the planet? Then a few weeks turns into a few months, but it's for Mother Earth.
First of all, let me just say, that guy's brilliant. I have no idea if it's actually true, but he has a British accent. so he sounds smarter than normal people. I'm going to say this. I kind of disagree with the end result he's pointing towards. I have no doubt that he is correct that on the left people are going to be calling for this lockdown and that lockdown. I just don't think it's going anywhere. I think people participated in this pandemic shutdown. We're coming up on a one-year anniversary of it in March.
Can't wait to celebrate.
Yes, because they thought this was a real thing. Nobody understood the virus, and we don't want people dying left and right. That's why people participated. There's no way that there's ever going to be in America a climate or Mother Earth lockdown for 2 or 3 weeks. No way that's happening. Now, maybe in some of these European...
It'd be a great name for a heavy metal band, though. Mother Earth lockdown? I'm not even Mother a heavy Earth. Metal fan, but I'd probably go watch that concert.
Mother Earth lockdown.
Wouldn't
now,
you?
That is a great...
Opening up for...
That's a great name.
You know, Def Leppard or somebody?
Mother Earth lockdown.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no way... But now, some of these countries in Europe might fall for that. Nobody here is going
to
do that.
No. I hate to disagree with you, Ed.
Go ahead.
Disagree. Steve,
this has become a
we'll
political.
We'll cancel you. Just want you to know we're about to get canceled. But go ahead. Disagree.
This is a political touchstone. Have you seen the liberal left in this country, ordinary people and government politicians saying masks? You got to wear masks. I saw.
You got to wear a mask while I get on my private jet.
Well, but I mean, the ordinary citizens, I saw a video in my hometown of Santa Cruz, California, where a group decided they'd had enough of masks, six of them, walked in with cash to a Whole Foods joint, and Santa Cruz, very liberal, you can't come in here without masks. They went in, they were harassed the whole time, and they went and got items, bags of chips and fruit and everything, went to the... to the cash register, set them down, laid the money down, and wanted to walk out. And somebody actually fought them for the produce. They are all in on masks.
Yeah,
Ed.
But I'm saying this is an exception. That's what I'm saying. I'm disagreeing with the brilliant British gentleman, the blogger. Not that the left won't call for further lockdowns. I just don't think they're going to get anyone to join in. Who knows? We can, it doesn't cost anything to disagree. But
I'm seeing a ton of people I think will, especially for something like global warming or climate change. Crisis.
All right, we're going to move on. I'm going to go with Ed on this one,
all right,
Steve, but we'll see if you're...
I hope you're right.
Depressing and prophetic word comes true or not.
I hope you're right.
I don't see... What? I didn't see this either. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I do think there's a limit to most people's tolerance of what they're going to agree to go along with, and for however long they're going to get agree with it. Let me just say this too, as a non-physician, there's going to be. This is just my own opinion.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just caveat that. But it's agreed upon by other people that I know who I hang around with, and we echo chamber. Okay. There's going to be some psychological or health related issues to otherwise healthy people walking around in face mask all day long. I still feel so sorry for these servers. And I live in the Tupelo, Mississippi area, and I go places in our town and our county. I'm just not harassed by people anymore. Steve did get it, I guess, but want to wear a mask. If you don't, you don't. Now, you don't get in people's face,
right.
Stay away from people, but I respect and understand that. But what I'm saying is you can't tell me that there aren't going to be people wearing a mask 8 hours a day, these poor servers at restaurants in particular.
Right.
8 hours a day, 6 days a week, you're wearing a mask. Most of them are those surgical masks that people are having that are really used for hospitals normally. And you know what? They do their surgery and then they take their mask off.
Right.
For after 2 hours or 1 hour, whatever like that, or a dental chair or somewhere like that. But wearing them, healthy people walking around wearing face masks all day, every day. I just think, to me, it's dystopia? Dystopian. It's like, I'm tired of not being able to see people smile.
Yeah.
And have facial expressions, or even recognize them. Some people you don't know well enough to know, is that so-and-so? I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
Who am I talking to here, yes. Right? I mean, I'm just saying, okay, I could understand that for a few weeks maybe, or a couple of months, people wanting to do that. And I respected that. You know, if a business did not want me to come in.
Right.
And I didn't go, fine, this is your property, it's your business, and I respect that. I'll just shop somewhere else, or either I'll get somebody to go get something for me, or something like that. I'm just saying to you, you can't tell me it's good and healthy, psychologically, mentally, and otherwise, for healthy people to walk around in face masks all day long. I see people, not a lot of them, exercising outside, walking down a road the other day. I saw a person out exercising, and there's nobody else around. It's just trees and grass, and they're wearing a mask because they've been conditioned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't see how that can be healthy either, especially the exercise. And I will say, to Steve's point and to the British guy's point, the blogger, okay, these people on the left, they have been pushing. So somebody I know flew recently, and they were told that their two-year-old had to have a mask on the airplane. Now, my understanding was two and below were exempt.
Me too.
But they told the two-year-old to have the mask on. So I do agree that the left will continue to push this, and the Faucis of this world would love nothing better than for everyone to fall in line every time they issued one of their diktats.
Well, he's wanting to double up, isn't he? In goggles?
Yes, with the two masks. No, he did mention the two masks. Yeah. Anyway,
I know good people can, and even Christian people, churches have divided over this, mask, no mask.
Pastors have stepped down from churches over this.
Yeah, so, I mean, need to allow grace, I guess. I wouldn't know we do, but I'm just saying that for people, you can't convince me for healthy people to walk around with face masks all day long, every day, everywhere they go, for months on end, is a good thing.
Right.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this Thursday, starting the 25th through the Sunday in Washington, D.C., they're going to hold the annual CPAC convention. That's a conservative
political... Not in D.C.
Oh, is it in
Orlando?
I'm sorry, in Orlando. It's usually in D.C., but this year it's in Orlando, and they are having the CPAC conference for conservatives. President Trump is going to speak. It's going to be his first public appearance. This is on Sunday, the 21st. He will be there. Vice President Pence declined an invitation, they say, because he's upset with President Trump. Maybe that's just the dish, but that's what's apparently happening. And this is where we may see whether he's going to talk about whether he's going to run in 2024.
Way too early for that. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I think he will be much stronger in terms of his influence on the Republican Party if he does. Again, now this is my opinion. We may have listeners who disagree. If he does not run again, but instead works to direct the
MAGA
ideology,
movement.
Yes, the MAGA movement, and the direction of the Republican Party and the policies of the Republican Party, because not only is he going to spend the next 4 years fighting for his life, like what we talked about with New York going after him, he is going to be sued and prosecuted and attacked constantly over the next 4 years. So it's going to be very difficult for him to plan to run again. But I just think that at 80 years old at that point, wouldn't he be 78? He'd be close to 78, yeah.
I think he's 75 now. Isn't he 74? Yeah.
So I just think, if he asked me, I would say, oh, no, don't run again. You don't want to go through all that all over again.
Doesn't he have a business empire to work?
Yes.
I mean, with his name all over it, and that's being under siege too.
I think he would, to use his business acumen to start some new social media platforms for conservatives, those kinds of things that in the long run will drive his ideas a whole lot further and have even greater impact on our country.
Whether he does or doesn't run in 2024, it's way too early to begin talking about that. I'm exhausted with presidential politics, and I think Americans are too. I don't even think. And he said, President Trump has said, I don't know.
Right.
You know, I'm not willing to say on that, and I don't think he's going to say next week. When is it?
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
I don't think he'll say then whether he's going to run for president or not. It's way too early, man.
So regardless of whether we talk about presidential politics or not, come on, man.
Come on.
There is a divide I perceive in the Republican Party. They're going to they're going to have a reckoning of whether it's going to be the Mitt Romneys and Mitch McConnells that are going to run the Republican Party, or whether it's going to be the Matt Gaetzes and Jim Bankses and such that
I'll
are going
tell you
to
who's
be going to
win that
part.
One.
Yep. Who?
Huh?
Who?
It's going to be the Trump supporters.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's going to win that one. Now, there are people out there well-qualified in government or out of government that will get involved for the 2024 presidential run, who will use carry the banter. Come on, Tim.
Banner. Yeah.
I knew better than that. See, I wear a face mask 2 hours. See what happens right there? I can't even get words right. Banner for MAGA, Make America Great Again, who don't have the baggage that President Trump now has.
Right.
Right? Political baggage that he has. Please, people, do not send me emails saying he doesn't have any baggage. Yes, he does have baggage. I voted for him. I appreciate him. I believe in a lot of, almost everything that President says, I stand with him on. But he does have political baggage, as all politicians do if they're in it for any period of time.
Right.
But now, will they attack Governor Ron DeSantis the same way? Should he run? Yes, they will. The leftist media will. The same way they attack President Trump. I'm just saying there are other people. There are other people besides Donald Trump who share the same philosophy, who will be good candidates. That's
right.
What I'm saying. It's not Donald Trump or nobody. What right. I'm saying, and you shouldn't look at it like that, even if you're a MAGA supporter.
Plus, I agree. I think that that if there's a confrontation within the Republican Party between these two sides, I think it is. Two-thirds to one-third, and two-thirds in favor of the President Trump and his philosophy within the Republican Party. One-third is kind of the never-Trumper. We want to get along with kind of globalist tendencies, the Mitt Romneys.
There are probably 90% of the Republican Party, 95% of the Republican Party, who maybe 95% is too much, 80 to 90% of people who support Republican candidates who love what President Trump stood for, but just got tired of his antics, his tweeting, I'm talking about stuff that didn't matter,
yes,
but only caused consternation among people who were defending him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that happened a lot. And so some people are torn on that.
Yes.
They're going, man, I love the guy and what he stands for, but for goodness sakes, quit talking about Alec Baldwin.
Right.
You're the president of the United States, man.
Right.
Don't let that bother you.
Right.
Okay? But that's one of his personality flaws, in my opinion. He couldn't help himself when he got to that kind of stuff. And so, anyway, we will see what President Trump says. The world will be watching.
We'll be talking about it on Monday.
Yes, we will. Living rent-free in the minds of Democrats and liberals,
yes.
Donald Trump. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Brent Creeley and Chris Woodward. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.